Thank you for calling the
Hello.
Credit Bros. My name is
Nice.
Robert, Certified Credit Repair Specialist. Who do I have the pleasure to be
Hey,
speaking with
Robert.
today?
Yes, hi there. I actually have a Steven on the line. All right, who's interested in a credit repair and pre-qualified for your program. So I'm gonna go ahead and let you take over the call from here. Now, Steven, you're still with me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're actually in good hands. All right, so appreciate
Yeah.
for both of you. Thank you. Have a great one for both of you. Bye.
Hello, Stephen.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, good afternoon. Sir, I hear like far, far away, like with a lot of echo. I don't know if you have me on speaker, but I hear like far away, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I have
yeah,
a very...
on speaker.
I don't know if you get closer to your phone, sir. That we could better understand what you're saying. Now, I have a few questions for you. Can you help me out telling me what sorts of credit issues are you having right now, Stephen? Silly payments, medical, student loans, credit cards. What is affecting your credit right now, sir?
I don't have any credit cards. I haven't had a credit card in 20 years. And,
okay. Any medical bills, late payments, collections, car repos?
I would say medical bills. Medical bills are probably more than anything.
Okay, Stephen. Now, when was the last time,
yeah.
Stephen, that you were able to take a look at your credit report? Do you know your score by any chance right now?
My score is like 528.
Okay, thank you very much.
Four.
Yes, it's low. We're going to help you out to boost up these numbers. Okay, don't worry. Now, are you currently making any on-time payments? Could be reflected on positive on your credit report. Anything at all? Anything that's under your name, like car insurance, cell phone bill, car pay, anything that's under your name?
I don't have a car. I don't pay insurance. I'm riding the bus, and I haven't got a car for about 3 years now.
Okay.
So I haven't been paying any cars. And really, the only payments I got, my rent, my LT&E, and my phone bill, and
okay.
I got the internet, and that's about it. And
all right.
I owe one dentist some money. I had some dentist bill, and so I still owe them some money on that, about $2,400.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, how much are you looking forward to borrow, sir?
I'm looking to borrow about $3,500.
Okay, how much?
$3,500.
Sir, I don't know. You still have me on speaker because I'm having a lot of trouble understanding what you're saying.
I said $3,500.
What do you need this money for?
Get caught up on my bills.
Okay, thank you. So based on what I understand so far, the only thing that might be holding back for this is your credit. Do not worry, unlike other companies, we do work on improving on every aspect of your credit. So what I'm going to be doing for you right now is that I'm going to attempt just a soft pull, courtesy pull with dark effects, without affecting your credit score on any way. Just so you know, we do use special technology to protect your information just as your bank would do. We have the same level of security as your bank does, okay? So,
okay.
Can you help me out? I have first name, Steven. Can you help me out spelling your last name
yes.
for me, please?
H-A-N-S, Hans.
Okay. Do you have any middle initials, sir, by any chance?
W. It's in Wales.
W. Okay, and one more time, your last name, once again, a little bit slower for me. I think I missed a letter.
Hans, H-A-N-S. It's like a German first name, Hans.
Okay, thank you. Can you help me out with your zip code, please, sir?
40220.
And that is in Louisville, Kentucky, correct?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay, sir. Now, can you help me out with your mailing address? Can you help me out spelling the number and the street name only? Really, really clear for me, please. Thank you. Ready when you are.
C-O-M-M-A-N-D-E-R. Commander Drive.
Okay, what is the number of that house or apartment number?
Apartment 4.
Okay, sir, I'm having a lot of trouble listening to you, sir. Understanding what you're saying.
Right.
Can you please give me the number? You already told me the street name is Kramer Drive. But what is the number?
Wait a minute. 3201.
Thank you. Your phone number is 502-956-8137, sir?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you very much. Now, just give me a few seconds here for me to be able to make this courtesy pool with you, with Equifax. I'm going to be needing your social security number, okay? I'm ready when you are.
Okay. 403-66-4753.
Thank you. And can I have your birthday, please, sir?
6/19/1954.
It's going to take about 15 seconds for me to get a response from Equifax. While waiting on this information, sir, can you please tell me, what is your source of income? What do you do for a living?
Social Security right now.
Thank you. Now, what is your goal by improving your credit, sir?
Well, I'd like to get the dentist paid off. I know the guy personally, and I owe him like $2,400. And I'd like to get him paid off. And I pawned some guns because I was financially hurting, and I'd like to get my guns back out of pawn because I don't want to leave them there. I want to lose them.
Okay. All right. Then thank you very much. Now, thank you for that information, sir. Now, Equifax is asking me to ask you, Stephen, just a few secure questions, just to make sure that is your information, the one they're going to send me back, and not somebody else's. For each question, I'm going to give you 4 answers. But if the question or the answer do not apply to you, just let me know, and we're just going to skip it right away. Okay? You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. According to your credit profile, it seems that you open an auto loan in or around April of 2019. Do you recall doing this, opening an auto loan in or around of 2019?
A loan?
An auto loan. Auto loan in April of 2019.
Okay. How much was the loan for?
As for an auto loan, sir. I don't know how much I'm asking you. Do you remember doing this? Opening an auto loan in April of 2019.
I'm trying to think.
Okay. I'll help you out. I have 4 answers here. Was it with Summit Bank?
Okay.
Xerox CU?
I'm gonna say no. Not in 2019. I did not make any auto loan.
Okay, no problem. We're just gonna skip those questions, the first 2 questions. Thank you very much. Now, your credit profile indicates that you may have installed an account for personal loans, electronics, appliances, auto loans, etc. in July of 2019. Do you remember installing an account in your phone? No, nothing like that. Okay.
No, that wasn't me. I didn't make a loan to buy anything. This is the first time I've made a loan in years.
Okay, I got a few more questions for you. Which of the following is a current or previous employer? Is it Reef 8 South, San Jacinto United School District? What was that?
Yes, Rivers.
Thank you. According to our records, you currently own or lease in the past years one of the following vehicles. Maybe you used to own this vehicle a few years back, or maybe you used to have it, sir. Okay, probably you sold it. I'm going to help you out with the four brands of vehicles that I have here on screen. Was it a Mazda, Millennia, Lincoln Mark 8, 13, sorry, Volkswagen Passat CC, or Toyota Camry?
I had a Camry. I bought a Camry, and I paid cash for it.
Okay, thank you very much. Please select the county for the address that you provide. It's a Lewis, Christian, Harlan, Jefferson.
Jefferson thank County.
You. Thank you. That is correct. Let me submit these answers for you really quick. Okay, now. Do you remember what year, what was the model of year of the vehicle of the Camry they used to own? Was it a 1994, 1995, 1996, or 1997?
It was a 99.
Okay.
And it broke down on me in the car wash. It threw a rod and I had to junk it.
Okay. Now, this is with a different date. According to your credit profile, it sees that you opened another loan in November of 2021. That was 2 years ago. Do you remember doing this? And opening another loan in November of 2021.
An auto loan?
Yes, sir. On November of 2021.
No. No, I haven't had a car since my Camry broke down 3 years ago.
Okay, thank you.
I've been on Charlie's Mule. Yeah.
Already, sir. Now,
so somebody's using my name.
No, it doesn't mean that somebody's using your name. They're just filters. They're questions to filter and make sure that it's your information.
Okay.
That when Equifax is going to send me back and not somebody else's. Now, which of the following people had lived with you in the last 10 years? Was it Bill Sabach, Jacinta Schwemblan, Saul Mustillo, or Harold Fowler?
No.
Alrighty, thank you. Let me submit these answers once again for you. Please select the city that you have previously resided in. Was it Section, Kinsey, Louisville, Monroe's Mill?
I lived in Decatur, Alabama.
Okay, please select the city they have previously resided in. That was in Monroe Hill, Smell, Section, Louisville, or Kinsey. None of these?
No.
Thank you. You currently or previously reside on one of the following streets. Was it Elaine, Jefferson, Hardy, Nadina?
Nadina.
Thank you. Let me submit these answers once again for you. Okay. Well, unfortunately, I was not able to get a hold of your credit report, credit score. But we have identified some of the negative items that are affecting your credit. Okay, this happens sometimes when I was pulled up the past couple of months. Okay, and just so you know, Our goal is to help you improve your credit score, remove these negative items, so you can be ready for a future big loan after you pay this one out with our partners, okay? And based on that information granted from you, you qualify for the Success Plus package. On the Success Plus package, you're going to be receiving an email and a text message coming from the credit pros. Right there, you're going to be able to have access to your own unique client portal, where you're going to be able to see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. You'll be able to see those negative items that I'm going to be working on for you. The negative items that I'm going to have removed from your credit report. And let me tell you something, you're going to see the different opportunities that you and your credit score are going to have. That is for sure. Okay. And of course, you're going to have access to your credit information at any time you want. Okay, inside that client portal, you'll be having access to the loan wizard tool. Right there is where you're going to be able to reapply this loan, okay, with a better shot of being approved today. Okay, after that, okay. I'm going to give you full access to Equifax. Right now, the only thing I'm able to see on your credit report is numbers, but you're going to be able to see where those negative items are coming from and what your help. You're going to make sure to put a check mark next to those negative items. That way, you're going to help me identify those as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable on your credit report. You're going to click OK or got it. I'll be receiving that information back ASAP, okay? That way, I could start sending a little bit these few letters. I'm going to be challenging all three of the current bills at the same time. In other words, I'm going to help you clean up your credit score. And if for some reason something pops out again in the future, you have a lifetime warranty with us. Okay?
Right.
All righty, sir. Okay. Now, for me to be able to send you this information, okay, I'm going to give you two options because this information goes out automatically to you. Okay? Option number one, there's an initial fee. Typically, for everybody of 149, I would not be applying that to you. The initial fee for you will be 119. But since you are in a fixed income, I'm going to be dropping the price to $79 on your monthly fee with no contracts, no long-term obligations. You pay as you go to service rendered. No cancellation fee. And you're more than welcome to alter the program at any time you want. That means as long as you give us the opportunity to boost up your numbers, remove the negative items, and for you to get this loan with our partners once you apply, okay? This is option number one. Option number two, we know money's tight right now. So what I could do to get you started right now is just pay $12.95. That will, nothing changes, okay? Everything stays the same. $12.95, they give you 2 weeks from now for you to be ready to pay the enrollment discount and price that I offer you. But in the meanwhile, with just $12.95, you're going to be able, you're going to receive this information for me to be able to help you set up your account and everything, sir, and give you 2 weeks extension, like I said, for you to be ready to pay the enrollment discount and price on the monthly basis, sir. So which option at this point will be better for you, sir? Would you like to take advantage of that discount and price? Yes, sir? Go ahead.
I'm going to be honest with you. I couldn't send you $5 right now. I haven't got any, no money at all. I mean, zero.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Don't worry, Steven. I got one more option for you. We all have at least a dollar in our accounts. With that dollar, you'll be receiving that information that will save you the spot and give you the 2 weeks extension that you need. But me and you could set up your account right now. You're going to receive that email and the text message coming from the credit pros and be setting up your account. There's 7 steps that we're going to be doing really quick for you. That way, you'll be ready for this and have access to the loan wizard tool, you know, in a few time frame. Then you pay this enrollment fee. I'm going to give you 2 weeks from now. But right now, it'll be just $1 that we could set up your account and get you going, save you a spot for this. Right now. Just, we all have at least a dollar in our account, sir.
Yeah, I've got zero in my checking account.
Okay.
I checked it this morning.
Okay, sir. I do understand. I do believe you. Okay. You don't have a prepaid card or maybe a cash up card. We could use that debit credit card or even cash up card just to process the dollar payment. For me, the main thing is for you to receive this information right now, sir. So I could help you set up your account and get you going with it, sir.
Okay. Well, I can say you can try getting a dollar out of my account, but I don't know
okay.
where nothing is.
It will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay? Do not worry, sir. Give me a second. Let me secure the line for you really, really quick, sir. Give me 1 second. So I am ready when you are with the card number, sir, so I could try it. And if it goes through, help you set up your account. Okay. Let's cross fingers, sir. Okay, I'll be more than happy to help you with this. So I'm ready when you are.
It's 4-4.
Okay, once again.
4-4. 3-0-4-1-0-0-3-9-4-3-2-8-3-9.
Creation date?
11-24.
And the CVV number?
219.
219. Okay, let me read you the car bag number back. That number back to you. You told me it was 4430, correct?
Yep.
And then 4108.
All right.
And then 8943.
No.
And then
3943.
Okay. 3943. Okay. And then 2839.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Expiration date is 11/2024. And the CVV number is 219, correct?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay, I think I still have a wrong number. 4330, 4108, 3943, 2839.
Yep.
No, can you spell it for me once again? I know there's a wrong number here because the system is telling me that this card number is not valid. So can you help me out?
Let me see.
Yeah, can you repeat that?
Read it back to me.
Okay, the numbers that I have are
4-4.
Go ahead. 4-4-3-0. You read it to me, sir. You read it to me and I'll fix it. Thank you.
4-4-3-0.
Okay.
4-1-0-0.
Okay, that is 00?
Yeah.
That is the mistake right there. There was okay. Give me a second. Okay, that was a problem. Thank you, sir. So it's 11/2024. Yep, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, now. I would just need to go over credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of just $12. I mean, sorry, of a dollar to be charged today. A standard procedure dictates that the call resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattend for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Once a payment is accepted, the second setup fee, $190, will be starting all the way to 4/18 of 2023. Then your month-to-month fee of discounted prices, your NSSI of $79 locked in rate for as long as you're my customer will be starting on 5/18 of 2023. Do you have any questions before I process this dollar payment right now, sir? So I could send you this information.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, sir. Give me about 10 seconds. And let's cross fingers. The payment goes through. You'll be receiving this information right away, sir. And I'll be helping you. Thank you. Welcome to the program, sir. The payment did went through. Okay?
Okay.
Already, sir. So let me know when you receive that information coming from the credit pros.
Okay. So you're going to be sending me an email?
I did send it to you already, sir. The payment went through. So let me know when you receive that information coming from the credit pros.
Let's see. Hang on a second.
Yeah, check your email, and I did send it to your phone, too, in a text message, sir.
Okay. I'm not seeing the email.
Okay, you want to check your phone too? You want to check your phone too?
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm looking at my phone.
Okay, you want to check? Okay, if you didn't receive that email, that's kind of odd. But you, I did send you. I sent you that information twice. I sent you an email and I sent you a text message to your phone.
No, I'm not showing anything for an email.
Okay, let me resend you that information once again. Let me confirm your information that I have here on file, sir.
Okay. Well.
All right, sir, give me a second. I'm pulling up your account again and just verify your email. Oh. Okay, sir, give me a second here. Steven, let me check your email right here is, okay, we're gonna update it. Okay, now, here, do me a big favor. Can you help me spelling your email address? Really, really slow, letter by letter, so I could resend you this information and need to receive this, okay? So I'm ready when you are.
Why, it's S, small letters.
Yep.
STEVEHANS 1954 @gmail.com.
Okay, let me read it back to you. It's STEV as in Victor, EHANF 1954@gmail.com.
No, it's 1954 two times.
Oh, two times 1954?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me save this information. Give me a second. Okay, let me resend this information. Once again, if you do not receive this, we're going to set up your account remotely. So that information is going out once again to you. Okay, just give me a few seconds.
Okay.
Did you receive that email or text message in your phone, sir?
Well, I'm looking at my email right now. Nothing came in.
Okay. You want to check your spam, sir, for me? Sometimes some emails, you know, they go straight to our spam. So if you want to do that for me, that'll be great. If you didn't receive it, I don't know, probably we have a glitch, but we're going to set up your account remotely and I'll be transferred to our credit advisor ACE right now. But first, tell me, did you receive that information? Is it in your spam? Do you receive that information, sir?
I'm not seeing anything. I'm not
okay.
Seeing a text message or
nothing. Okay, don't worry, okay? So, congratulations, sir, once again on joining the Credit Post. I'm really, really excited to get you on this journey for a healthier credit score. Like I was telling you, I'm going to be transferring you to our auto credit advisor. It's going to be verifying that I enter all your information correctly. This is just going to take 2 more minutes of your time, and it's very important that you listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. I want you to stay on the line, and please do not hang up for the transfer, okay? So at this point, I just want to thank you for your business. I wish you the best of luck. Listen to the recording, and then you could go back and access everything yourself, okay? So just give me 10 seconds, and be ready for the transfer, sir. And I'm about to transfer you right now, so...
Okay.
Thank you and have a blessed, wonderful rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for enrolling in the Credit Pros. Improving your credit is one of the best decisions you can make. Congratulations. Hi, I'm Ace, your automated credit advisor, and I'd like to quickly review your information so we can get started. This will only take a minute or two. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 at the end of the call and we'll connect you to a client success team member to correct it. You enrolled in post-date program. You were charged $1 today and will be charged $119 on April 18, 2023. Each month you will be charged $119 on the 14th of the month. Your date of birth is June 19, 1954, and your social security number is 403-664753. Your address is 3201 Creamer Drive, Louisville, Kentucky, United States 40220. Also, you just received an email and a text message with some easy instructions to log into our client portal. Don't worry. I'm already working for you behind the scenes to build out the perfect credit action plan for you. Make sure to log in as soon as possible to check it out. If you'd like to speak with a client success agent, they're always available to speak to you in live chat on our site and in our app. You can use the chat to talk to the team, reset your password, and even send us documents. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 and we will connect you to a client success team member to correct it. Thanks, and welcome to the Credit Pros.